Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, I've been not all of the summer movies am I all that interested in, but there's a few that I have some interest in, and The Secret Life of Pets 2 is one. I think I would enjoy this, and so I'm glad to see that's coming out this week.
It's a relief after some of the more bloody blockbuster type things, and it's nice and sweet. And if pets could talk, I'm sure this is what they would really say. And when their owners leave, this is absolutely what they do, because we see the messes they make.
Well, one of the reviews, in fact, interesting that you say that, one of the reviews says, perfectly draws its humor from the tendencies of cats and dogs.
Right.
So do a good job of picking up on the personalities and the behavior of our pets.
And the movements they have, the dogs scratching and stretching and everything that they do exactly like that. And they have other pets. They have one of the Snowball is a bunny. He acts kind of like he thinks he's a dog, but he's a bunny. And he is the Kevin Hart character. So he gets, that's the voice of Kevin Hart. He gets lots of attention. And in this one, he has an adventure with a Shih Tzu named Daisy, who is Tiffany Haddish, and their dialogue is screamingly funny. Mm. They are very good back to back. The main character is the dog, the Max Jack Russell Terrier called Max, and that's the voice of Patton Oswalt.
One of the fun things about this is Harrison Ford has a role, and of course this is obviously animated, and it's the voice of Kevin Hart and Harrison Ford, but Harrison Ford is in this movie.
Yeah, he plays the farm dog, Rooster, and I didn't realize when I saw it, I had to be told afterwards, somebody said, oh, Harrison Ford was so good, and I realized I never thought about it being him, but he's kind of the dog that everybody looks up to. He's a real working dog, takes care of the sheep and the other animals. And so, yeah, the others, the city dogs that are visiting, and they're just amazed by what all he can do.
One of the interesting things about animated movies is the fact that you don't always recognize the disembodied voice of even a very well-known actor.
That's right.
You know, something about it. You just don't.
Well, I thought he was too big a star. I guess I hadn't thought about it. But, you know, there's some, like Whoopi Goldberg has done numerous animated movies, and so I'm kind of used to expecting to hear her and some, but I've never thought about Harrison Ford being in one. Yeah, but he was a very good casting.
So how does this compare to the first movie that was out 3 years ago?
I think they equal each other. I think this is good. They've got further adventures, and one group goes to the farm, one group goes to the circus and helps to rescue a tiger. And it's cute. The tiger doesn't talk, but it's just a lot of fun.
Just PG rated, no problem for kids going.
No problem.
And I'm sounds like parents and adults are going to enjoy it.
I think not every joke works, and not all of the slapstick, but it's still a lot of fun.
We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the Harold Banner movie critic. And another movie out is yet another of the superhero movies. And I can't keep up with them. You have to have a program. But Dark Phoenix. And this is, Jennifer Lawrence is the name that I recognize, but Sophie Turner, you say, is the lead character, the title character.
She actually is Dark Phoenix.
So this is not doing well with critics such as yourself. 21% approval on Rotten Tomatoes, and one comment was, B-movie bad, innately hilarious, if someone had only told the filmmakers.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's not great, but it's not. I thought I was giving it compliments because it's the only one that I could follow the script. It has a coherent story. Other ones have 20 people, 20 mutants going every which way. At least this one I followed is one story.
Will the audience for this enjoy it?
I think so.
Yeah, so
I think so.
So if you're inclined to like the superhero movies.
And it says it's the last, but it's not. It's number 12, but there's already one that's coming out in the fall.
The last what?
X-Men.
Oh, I see. So you also wanted to talk about Rocket Man, the Elton John movie.
I was just amazed at how what a good movie it is. I had expected, I knew it was his company doing it, so I thought, oh, it's going to be a whitewash, and he had a really messed up life. But it's they tell it warts and all. It's tough, but it's wildly amusing and entertaining, and the songs that people of that generation know. And the guy who plays him actually sings. This Taron Egerton plays Elton John. And in the movie that was so successful, the Bohemian Rhapsody, the guy, Rami Malek, got an Oscar and he didn't sing. So we're thinking.
But these are the original Elton John songs in,
yes,
in the movie. Uh-huh. But there's occasions when the fellow playing Elton John actually does sing.
Yeah, they are. He does sing them. Yeah, that's, he sings all of them. He does. It's all his voice.
But so it's not the Elton John recordings.
No, it's him.
It's Taron. These are new recordings.
This is like Sissy Spacek did.
Coal Miner's.
Loretta Lynn. She did her own singing.
Right, in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Going on here.
Interesting.
And he was chosen by Elton to play the role. And I'd met him before. He's a real cute guy. He played in Eagle Eddie, which was a movie where he was a ski jumper. And he came in to promote that. But anyway, now he's going to be a superstar himself. Mm-hmm. It's just wildly entertaining.
Not for general audiences?
No, it's R. And the other one should have been R. The Bohemian Rhapsody was PG-13. But they're both equally, you know, some rough stuff. This is not for kids.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.